Well, look who finally decided to come home. What time do you call this? Your face. I'm sorry. But come on, you're an adult. You don't have a curfew. I'm just messing with you. You're so grown up. I don't believe it when I look at you. No, nothing's wrong. I just wanted to talk to you. It's important. Come sit down. You know I love you, right? And I don't just love you because I'm your big sister. I love you because you are a wonderful person. Okay. That look on your face. That's what we need to talk about. Recently you've been quiet. Sad. I've heard you talking to yourself and I've never heard you say such mean things. Downright cruel. You would never, ever talk to anyone else like that. But the way you talk to yourself breaks my heart. No, listen to me. It's important, okay? I see you, and I see that you're breaking my heart. Not because you're being, I don't know how to put this into words. It's hard for me. Because when I look at you, I see nothing but wonderful things. Your generosity, your intelligence, your smile. And the fact that you don't see them. I know that things have been rough. And I know you've been taking so much on your shoulders. But, darling, please be kind to yourself. No, I'm not being ridiculous. It's important. It is so important. This life is so short. It's too short for you to spend the majority of your time putting yourself down. Life is not perfect. And you will make mistakes. And you'll hurt people. And you're not going to be able to please everyone. Simply put, you are going to fuck up. And you're going to fuck up royally. There's no way that you won't. You are not perfect. No one is. You have flaws and shadows. You're going to make choices that you will look back and you will regret. But you know what? You're not the only one. You are not alone. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how terrible you've made someone feel or how badly you broke someone's heart. Because sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to make the hard choices. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. But you have to take that regret and that pain and turn it into positivity. You can't let it rot you at your core. You can't. You have to take those mistakes, those flaws, those imperfections, and let yourself learn. Learn and grow. Darling, you truly have to let yourself live. You can't let every choice you make drag you down into self-hate. You can't turn yourself inside out because of every mistake. You can't give in to guilt and hostility and bitterness. You have to turn that self-loathing into self-care. You have to turn your guilt into growth and change. You can't let your mistakes define you. I know it sounds... it is hard. But you're worth it. You are. Now, I am a little bit biased because I am your big sister, I will admit. But you're the kind of person I want to be. You inspire me. Your heart is so big. Open. You're so kind. You never have a cruel word for anyone. Apart from yourself. The things you say to yourself. Darling. You need to try and see you like I see you. I've known you your whole life. I've seen you at your worst and I've seen you at your best. You still inspire me. You still make my heart swell with love and affection. I am so lucky to be your big sister. And I care for you. I'll look after you. I'll defend you. Even from yourself. Definitely from yourself, because the problem is, you know yourself too well. You know all your weak spots. It makes it easier to attack yourself. But no. Mm-mm, not happening. I want you to see you. I want you to be gentle with yourself. I want you to be kind and sweet. As if you are your own lover. Really? But seriously, treat yourself like you would treat someone you're in love with. You would never say those things. You would never do those things. You would never be so mean and cruel. Wrap that love around yourself and let yourself heal. Bathe in self-gratitude. Oh, darling. You're a human being. Oh, come here. You're mortal. You're not a god. You're not made of steel or stone. You're delicate. Fragile. You have bones that can break. You have a heart that can break. You have lungs that can grow weak, and you have cells that can die. But, darling, your bones can heal. Your sweetheart can be reborn. Your lungs can grow stronger, and your cells can be renewed. And just like your body parts can heal, so can you. With time, with patience, and with compassion and understanding. Let me look after you. Let me just remind you. You put so much good into the world. So much tenderness. You have made a bigger change than you could ever know. But it's important. It's important to be kind to yourself and to your heart. Close your eyes when the world gets to be too much. When there's too much weight on your shoulders. Shield your heart from the pain. Take care of that body. Provide yourself with nourishment and care. Let yourself thrive and grow. Oh, darling, you are lovely, tender and sweet. And you need to believe that. Don't give other people the ability to knock you down. Don't let other people tell you that you're not good enough, that you aren't worthy of a wonderful life. Because you are. Don't give people that power. Because it isn't theirs. It's yours. You deserve happiness. Let yourself be happy. And that means that sometimes you'll have to make hard choices. There are people in the world who are just not good for you. They're poisonous, negative. They don't have your best interests at heart. Putting you down makes them feel better. You can say no. You don't have to please everyone. Oh, darling, you deserve to be surrounded by people who adore you. People who lift you up and make your heart shine. Burn brighter than 1,000 suns. You don't always have to say yes. You need to look after yourself. You can't do everything. You can't take everything onto your shoulders. Oh, darling. Be your own person. Let people love you when they show you their heart. You deserve so much love. From yourself and everyone around you. You are amazing. Surround yourself with as much love as you can. Give your heart the best life it can have. Give that soul of yours, your tender, kind and gentle soul, hugs, day in and day out. Love yourself, because you are so deserving of it. So please, don't be cruel. Don't say those things again. Self-love is about looking after yourself. It's about knowing yourself. Knowing how sweet and lovely you are, recognizing that you are lovable, valuable, worthy, because you are. Self-love is, it's not letting your past define you. Never giving up on yourself, because you are wonderful and you have so much potential. I have seen you grown up and you have stunned me. Every day I look at you with pride. I can't believe that I'm lucky enough to be the big sister of someone so damn wonderful. There's that little bit inside you, dark and shadowy. A little voice in your brain that limits you and lies to you. That inspires all of those harsh words I heard. You need to drown it out. With positivity and honesty. Those fearful voices that feed your irrational anxieties. You need to choke them. You need to feed yourself a diet of self-acceptance, unconditional love, so you can rise, fulfill your potential, and just get in touch with who you really are, because you are. And it breaks my heart that you don't see that. Now. I wish I could say it's going to be easy. But self-love starts slow. You need to begin by falling in love with your broken pieces. Don't reject them. Don't hide them. Appreciate the beauty of who you are. Every bit of you. Your scars, the lessons you've learned from your mistakes. They've all come together to make you you. Believe in yourself, and you will shine bright. It will take time, and it will take effort, but when you get there, when you embrace both the desirable and undesirable parts of you, you will succeed. Not despite them, but because of them. When you love yourself, you become your own person, comfortable in your own skin. You become indestructible. I rambled, but I hope I said what you need to hear. Because you need reminding. You need reminding about how bloody wonderful you are. And you're not alone. Try to be nice to yourself. And if you need to talk, I'm here. If you need a reminder, I'm here to be your personal cheerleader. I'll even wear the outfit with pom-poms. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen you smile? Okay, I'm done talking. I know. I talk too much, but I had to say it. You're too important. I love you too much not to. So, how about a cup of tea? You know me, tea makes everything better. Well, tea and hugs. And speaking of hugs, come here. I love you. I love you so much. You're wonderful. I'm here for you, okay? You're not alone. And when you need a kind word, kick up the ass, I'm here. Pom-poms and all. Okay. How about a biscuit with that cuppa? Oreos, really? You're lucky, you're wonderful. And you are. Just keep them away from me, and yes, that's how much I love you. That's how wonderful you are. I will stand being in the same room as all demon biscuits. Oh, I have to say it. I will stand being in the same room as Oreos. Yeah, I'm ridiculous, but I'm right. So, tea, biscuits, and then being nice to yourself. Thank you.